you're looking for one of the most beautiful and playable custom acoustics on the planet, look no further than Ed Rice at Toe Ear Guitars. Ed is a true artist, transforming exotic woods into magnificent, sweet-sounding instruments. Go to toeearguitars.us, that's toeearguitars.us, and contact Ed today.
Hey everybody, Brad and I want to say thank you for listening and thank you for the support. Please continue to listen and share this podcast on all platforms that you can.
And if you'd like to support us monthly, we're set up now where you can go to anchor.fm/Top Hill Recording, hit the support button, 99 cents, $4.99 or $9.99 per month. Any amount would be greatly appreciated. Now back to the podcast. Top Hill Recording Podcast, episode 130. What's up, Neil?
Listen to that pour in the background.
Yeah.
What's up, dude? Long time no hangouts.
We got some bourbon pouring we'll talk about in a minute. Yeah, it's been a while, man.
I missed you, buddy.
I missed you, too.
Oh, that's
great. But we're back. We're back in the studio. We got Kevin Boyce and Chris DeRome with us tonight.
What's going on,
How you guys
fellas?
Doing?
How you
Thanks
doing?
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, man. Bourbon.
Glad you're here.
Yeah, we're doing great.
And Chris also is known as... alias Chenille O'Keel, right?
Yeah.
Got a couple aliases.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, a bunch. Huh?
Yeah, as soon as they find out what it is, I change it.
It's going to be bread and the butters next.
That's funny. So I can't see that bottle from here.
Yeah,
what'd you guys bring us?
All right, so we got a Kentucky L Wise Man Rye. I broke the rules, man. It's a rye. Is that
I
cool?
love rye.
Okay.
I love it. Let me see that
bottle.
Yeah,
take a look, man.
Kentucky Owl.
Let's see that.
Yeah, they got a bunch of different ones. I can't keep up, but this is the Wise Man Rye.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I never had it, man. I hope it's
good. I haven't either. I like rye, though. And Neil really likes rye.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh.
That was a good cheers.
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 Man, that is really good. Wait.
Solid? Really, really, really good.
Really good.
Yeah,
you always like rye, man.
I love ryes. I don't know. Rye, I think it's because the rye whiskey by the Punch
Brothers.
Yeah,
that'll work, man.
I'm right with that.
Oh, wow. That is good. I like that.
Sweet.
The Wise Man.
Got to do a little what are those called? Those glamour shot.
Of the bourbon or the rye. Yeah.
Olin Mills. Let me get my hair right.
So before the podcast, that's funny. So you mentioned that you were walking in the Jefferson Memorial Forest, and I just happened to drive by you today while you're walking down the road. That's crazy.
So crazy. What a small world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a realization after you kind of looked at us thing like
I've seen this. I just saw this guy.
Were you on Host Claw Hill today? Walking down the road. What kind of question is that?
It doesn't surprise me. I got bit by something. I got lost. I'm a grown man walking in the woods and I got lost. Well, that's great.
That's why I looked at you because I was trying to figure out if you looked lost. You didn't look lost, by the way.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll stop and ask people if they need help getting back to the trail because they get lost up here all the time.
All right, but let's be real honest right now. We're glad Kevin came with you because if you knocked at the door after that, him passing you on the road, you were the guy that knocked on the door.
I didn't think about that.
You really are lost, aren't you, dude? Yeah. You've been walking all day.
Funny thing is,
we should need a O'Keel.
And I would have been right on time for this.
No kidding. By the time you made it up the hill, wouldn't you? You would have been like, dude.
Somebody's at the door.
Don't answer that. That's
I probably would not have let him in.
That is wild. Small world, like you said, man.
Chris, let's start with you. Why don't you go back to childhood for us and tell us about your early memories of music? And like, at what point did you realize music was going to be an important part of your life?
Pretty young, in the 80s.
Yeah.
I remember we got in the family car with my cousins. And we headed to a concert at some reservation. When we got there, there was a man on stage playing. His name's Kris Kristofferson.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never knew who the guy was. My uncle was a big fan of him. There were a bunch of kids playing. There were swing sets. You know, like I was old enough to sort of like girls, but it's for some reason at this place, there were a couple of like girls and me and my friends were hanging out, and it was like almost seemed like a grown-up type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I decided I'd go watch the concert because she liked the band and her father was walking over there as well. And when the dude got off stage, he shook my hand. I told my Uncle Jim, I was like, man, that dude shook my hand. He said, Kris Kristofferson shook your hand. Let me take a sip of his beer that day.
It was a very monumental day. So at a very young age, he learned that women and booze come with good music, and he was a fan ever since.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
It wasn't my style of music, though. I mean, what I liked back then was Billy Joel.
Yeah. Still cool, very different, but it was like
very different. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I mean, commercialized music—that's what you can listen to on the radio. You did. It was hard to have options as a kid, you know.
Yep.
Because of that situation, you watched this show. What was your impression of a dude with? Did he have a band, or was it just him with the guitar?
He had a band.
So, what did you think of like really pretty acoustic music with a little bit of outlaw country feel? What was the vibe when you left? Were you nothing?
No, I liked Western music when I was there. At that point in my life, it was not something I was a part of, and I didn't find it again until Garth Brooks came out. I moved to Florida from there. But at that concert, I felt warm. I still see the colors. It was kind of a dusty afternoon, if you will. It almost seemed like he played to bleachers with just a couple of families at it. There were probably 1,000 people there, maybe at the most. And as I recalled, just a character, like maybe just a local guy on stage.
Yeah.
To in my brain.
Yeah.
But Kris Kristofferson, pretty cool. Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a pretty cool first concert.
We can start, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. How about you, Kevin?
I guess growing up, mostly just what was on the radio was big in the house, but a lot of classic rock, a lot of AC/DC and Thin Lizzy. And then, my dad was big into Warren Zevon. That was his favorite, we had, I think, every Warren Zevon album out there. And there's some bad ones, too, by the way. It's not all Excitable Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of growing up on the music and the CDs. And then as I got a little bit older, discovering the newer stuff out there. And then kind of dialing it all the way back the last 10 years, there's been a lot of acoustic stuff these days. Getting more into bluegrass and old country. And
yeehaw, bro. Right,
having a lot of fun, man. Yeah. Uh-huh. My ears, they can't do Zeppelin forever, I got to take her easy after a while.
Yeah, at some point you got to transition. He's like, I can't be the old rocker on stage, can I?
It seems like anybody that plays an acoustic guitar picks up some bluegrass at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's just, I think it's an evolution of, like, if you continue to want to get better as a player, and particularly, that's generally like, the next step, like the step after this, where Tony Rice always lived, he always wanted to play jazz. And that's why his bluegrass sounds like it does and why he created what he created with his style of picking, which is, the Billy Strings. And he also had Clarence White that he grew up with. I mean, it's just this lineage, but I think it's like a progression.
Yeah.
If you fall in love with that jazz style first and you're fortunate enough to learn there, and start there, you're just ahead of the game. It's like Jeff with Napoleon.
Small time Napoleon.
You watch what he does on an instrument. There's nothing he can't do. So everything else to him is going to be boring. As to where if you're on the build up, it's a different thing. You're always reaching for faster, learning some type of G run or all these different things. So it might just be.
It's one of those things, and it's kind of funny. It kind of follows the arc of me and Kris playing together back in the day. We had the pretty, pretty heavy outfit back in the day, Valley, back in 2008 or something.
Yeah.
And we were loud as hell. we had this little practice space on Logan Street. And I mean, it was just ear splitting. About the size of this room and concrete walls, it was unreal.
It was a concrete floor.
There was a little basement access in the bottom too.
There is still echoes in the atmosphere from those practice days, I guarantee.
Oh, yeah. There's some missing frequencies in there for sure.
Seriously.
Kris, are you a guitarist also?
No, but I do pick one up. I do. Every now and then I hand it to Kevin.
You can whistle pretty good.
Yeah, I can whistle really well. What else am I working on? I produce some music, Chenille O'Keel, but that's all just accidental. We got to listen to some of this stuff.
We got to listen to Valley. So one thing, here's something that,
you guys have so much music out there.
We have so many songs that we've just, randomly like, all right, let's do this and this and this. We got like six. We never do that. It's generally three. So one, probably same for you, Brad. This is one of the least prepared podcasts I've ever been, I've ever sat in on. Generally,
we don't know what direction to go.
Well, not only direction, I don't know other than seeing you live for, half a set that we walked in when we went to the Hill Figs, going, dude, this is awesome.
Chenille O'Keel, you guys came to that?
We were there.
Ah.
But that's our introduction. So, coming into this,
I got a question on that too.
Yeah.
You want me to ask it now?
Yeah.
What is that little wow, 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 wow thing with the antenna you play?
Okay, yeah. That was the instrument I was going to say that I play. It's a theremin.
A theremin.
Yeah. It's a synthesizer.
Okay.
Yeah, say that.
And it responds to your body.
Yeah, it's got one wand that comes parallel, like longitude, if you will. And that one creates a barrier of electricity that, depending on how close you put your hand, it plays notes up to a 4-octave range. And then there's a paddle that sits like a paddle you would clap down on without touching it. That depicts the volume. So the further away you are. I don't play it, but I bring it out and people are like, yes!
There's no way I could have that instrument, dude. I would bring back the Dickie Doo show. It would be, I'd end up on YouTube. It'd be bad. And that wasn't even my show.
So, Spencer told me when I asked about that, what that was.
Theremin.
Theremin. He said that's like, was a shitty radar machine that didn't work very well as radar. So people started doing what you do with it. Do you know if that's true or not?
I don't know, but I wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Hey, man, a lot of cool stuff.
It sounds like a shitty radar, man. That's what it sounds like.
It's like, he might be there. No, he's not there anymore. Right. He might be there. Yeah. No, he's not there anymore. Oh, well. Yeah.
I think Moog created the first one. That's why I don't necessarily automatically believe what your friend said.
You didn't know Moog was part of the Defense Department of the United States of America?
I did know that. I found that out.
Oh, yeah.
The CIA also wrote that song, Winds of Change by Scorpion. To bring about a change.
Here. Well, Panama, yeah.
Speaking of change, man, let's play the Valley song.
Let's listen to the Valley song. So
we've got
the boat versus the hot air balloon. Tell us a little about that song. What do you remember about it?
The boat versus the hot air balloon is a quaint little ditty. At the end of the earth, at the end of the world, my plan, I bought some land in Bardstown, was to get an anchor and connect it to a hot air balloon. And when the poles shift, right? Come back. There's like fires and aliens and all sorts of bullshit. But me and my hot air balloon attached like an anchor to the earth.
Wherever it goes, you're good.
Yeah, I'm good. And then I pull myself back down.
There we go.
I never knew. I never asked.
You might be pulling yourself.
You didn't know that. Okay.
No, I never asked, man.
How do you know you're not pulling yourself up?
That's boom. Right. That
sounds like the boat versus the hot air balloon part two needs to be written then.
Yeah. There was something like that on that album. The boat versus something else.
Yeah, the boat's got a lot of challenges.
The boat versus the hot air balloon Valley.
I haven't got time for these thrills. And if we meet beside the lying blue, but you're not true, and I sold my tired eyebrow for the truth. How could they wear their plastic elastic thrashing while we were out there rationing, singing songs long before the city cries out to me through a phone?
Oh, that's a happy little tune, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's slow back then. It's doubled in speed since then,
really?
I think.
Yeah. That song makes me feel like I like need to be in an Irish pub eating mushrooms or something.
Bars did a lot of that back then.
Just bars and bars and chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah. Eat enough mushrooms, everything's an Irish club.
So how long did Valley exist?
What do you think? 5 years?
I remember Valley. Valley, y'all played a lot, didn't you?
Yeah, we were playing pretty good for a while there.
Yeah, I remember. Was it like early 2000s or something like that? When was
it? Yeah, late into maybe 20. What do you think? 2009?
2007 to 2011, I think.
Okay, yeah, so I have zero timestamp memory type of things. You know what I mean? I don't remember anything like that.
Yeah. Was it 2 years ago or 20 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. I'm yep. shocked that I got... like the 2000s, right?
Yeah, it was.
Now, I remember, I think I remember you guys, because that's when I was just, you know, back in town, fresh with children, and starting to play a little bit, or maybe fade out a little bit in the music, but I definitely remember seeing...
If you just had children, you're probably fading out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with the first one, man, that's pretty much for the first couple years... That's what I did. I made a living playing. That's what I was doing. I was playing a lot of music. So
put her little baby thing under the table and throw a blanket over her.
Hey, dude, she made a lot of shows. She definitely made a lot of the first shows for sure. But then it's like, all right, I got these guys need health insurance and stuff.
Yeah. No.
Then you got to get real.
So have you guys continued to play together since that time?
Yeah, we took some time off, you know, probably about 6-7 years without really writing anything or playing. And then about maybe, 3 years ago, we kind of picked it back up a little bit.
All right, so during the time that 6 or 7 years, were you all doing things individually?
Yeah, we did our own things, yeah.
Your own deal, just kind of, you know, because that's kind of, you know, I guess we know more about Chris than we do Kevin as far as knowing that there was the, hold on. Chenille O'Keel. I have to not, I know.
It's very
I
easy it, to say.
Very easy. So
Shaquille O'Neal.
That ventures so far off from what we just heard. What made you go, all right, I'm gonna do this completely opposite, completely different thing that sounds like...
Well, there's a lot of that when you're just kind of floating around, you know, I was trying to get ready for this podcast, which was very difficult. When Neil got here, I was like, I don't know what to expect. I think they're coming in as an acoustic duo, but when you listen to some of the stuff online, it's all over the place.
Yeah. You know, Kevin and I played music together for a while with Valley. And when that split up, it was kind of wild. It was at the same time that I got out of a relationship that I'd been in for a long time. Kevin was getting married. Things were just like, took a little break. I kept with the drummer and we had a project called, Ossifer. Ossifer still on, you know, still make some music with them maybe, but then people have babies and get like drug problems or alcoholism or whatever. Not necessarily anybody in my band, but you know, like in the world of musicians.
There's nothing I hate worse than a baby with drug problems.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know. They're knowing as shit, man.
Yeah. Give me a boob. Well, Chenille O'Keel happened because I was owning a restaurant during the pandemic.
What?
I owned a restaurant called Ostra. Kept it going through the whole pandemic.
Ostra, yeah.
And at nighttime, I was alone. There was nothing else to do, so I programmed some music. And really, to me, it was just like I found a brick one day, and I was able to build a whole building around it, which is what you need to kill, just some accidental horse dick. But it works, man. It works.
It's another first on this podcast, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Well,
so did that name just pop up?
Believe me, it will not be the last. That is getting stolen, dude.
Absolute horse dick is going to be used. I can't wait till my wife says something silly. I'm going to be like,
that's absolute biggest, horse dick.
That's the biggest bunch of horse dick I've ever seen in my life. I need a shirt.
Oh, shit. That's great.
So where did the name just pop in your head?
Yeah, like, I think so. Just, you know.
Watching a basketball game.
Exactly. Like, that's a pretty good name, but.
Do you go, speaking of horse dick, I wonder what he named his thing. And then you went, I got it. I know what I would name it if I was him.
Yeah. But it's nice because it's silky like chenille, but then it keeps the boat sturdy like a keel.
There you go.
Jesus.
Perfect.
Well, let's listen to a chenille O'Keel song while we're on this topic. I think we have Ocean.
I think you...
Yeah, you said it right.
Brand new one. Yeah, yeah, he said Ocean Ride. Very good. Very good.
Good job, buddy. I thought you were going to say Lake.
What the hell does that mean? I said Ocean Ride.
Because the name. All right.
Ocean. Tell us about Ocean a little bit.
Ocean's pretty new. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
Brand new. Like maybe 2 months old, I made that song. While I was doing some yoga teacher training, and so the
what were you looking at?
We did 100. We did 108 sun salutations, which is a pretty hard work.
Are you serious?
108 in a row, and it's just kind of like the drumming of it. Thus, made when I got home, I started working on the song. That's it. Makes
what in the world made you do 108 sun salutations?
My teacher told me to.
That's some extreme yoga.
I know, super awesome, right? 108's got a lot of meanings.
Oh, does it?
Mm.
As in what?
I don't know.
Asking the tough questions, you know?
I thought you
nailed them.
I thought you were going to enlighten me.
Yeah, I was going to go somewhere.
Hey, but dude, unless you're in the yoga class, you couldn't be enlightened. It's like a deep thing you don't understand. Yeah. Same thing with yoga.
Yep. I guess so, man.
Dude, yep. The student will let you know when the teacher is ready or something. I don't know.
That's Steven Seagal. He knows, like...
All right. Well, so chenille O'Keel's still alive, man. It's still...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's fresh.
Yeah, here we go. Ocean.
So here's the question. Did you already have the beat, or was that what started the whole process when you were in the yoga? The boom.
Oh yeah. Good question. I did already make the whole beat, and I think I put some lyrics down to it that I thought was inspirational. It just kind of came to me. A lot of times that's what happens with this music. I'll make something and I think I've got something great. I might have a little idea, but then I'll put it asleep for a few months because it doesn't actually feel right. And then I'll just come back to it and I'll change the tempo of the song a good bit, which changes everything.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what I did. I think I moved this to 108 beats per minute. from whatever
shut
it was.
Shut your mouth. And with I was like, yeah. That's where you get your, that's where the meanings
there's
are.
There's so many meanings.
No. what do you mean?
There is exactly the amount of space in between the sun and Earth to fit 108.
Salutation?
108 what?
Earths.
Earths? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. I wasn't going to measure. I was just going to believe you.
No, it's not correct. Very fucking wrong.
Doesn't it change constantly?
All the time, yeah.
Yeah. At some point, there might be maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I guarantee maybe. No, I don't guarantee. I don't know how big.
So, Kevin, I got to know, what do you think of Shaniel O'Keel?
You know, I like it probably more than most stuff out there. It's pretty great, man. I haven't heard that song, and that blew most of what I've heard away, and I like the other stuff, too.
Yeah.
Boom. But that killed, man. That was great.
Yeah. It's brand new. Nobody's ever heard it before.
Oh, wow.
Nobody.
Wow. Dude. Yeah. Exclusive.
Yeah. Right
of the and then the other damn thing I think of is, how in the world did you ever pair with the Hillfigs?
Good guys, right?
Yeah, they're the best guys.
Yeah.
They are great guys.
Great guys.
Yeah, it's kind of like the fat friend. They didn't know if they were going to sound good, so they brought me out.
And I killed it. Made them look like the fat friend.
Can't say that, right?
I don't know.
Kevin. No, those guys are so good, man. They're incredible.
They're phenomenal. And every time they get better, and I think the big thing about them is, everybody does exactly what they should do. Like, Kali is the most tasteful lead guitar player that might be out there right now.
He's
so tasteful. He doesn't overplay. He just sits in the pocket and plays what he's supposed to. Adam on the drums is awesome.
Then Tyler's lyrics just keep you in there for the whole time.
Everything else wouldn't matter if Tyler wasn't Tyler.
Yeah.
You know? And then...
They actually are really unbelievably nice guys. I'm so glad.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
I owned that restaurant, and those people came into the restaurant because Collie's wife was the bartender. She's such a good, awesome lady.
Oh, yeah.
Collie came around just the nicest, like day one, nicest person you could ever imagine coming around and just spreading like positive energy. Pandemic happened. I think he started playing music seriously. He'd never brought a guitar around before and played it in front of me. He used to always come watch Ossifer play. And then Tyler and him wanted to play a show at the restaurant. It was the first time people had ever come in Oster during the pandemic. They played in the back corner and it was raining, so everybody had to come inside. And it was like, it was the first really good moment during the pandemic.
Were you like,
when the Hillfigs played.
So was that the moment you're like, all this, keeping this stuff going was worth it because of a moment like this?
Yep.
Probably a lot of people thought that same thing the same night.
Yep.
Even the people that were there, like, man,
it's been
shit. Thank God for a night like this.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. So we cannot mention the Hillfigs without talking about the kid your parents hate, because he holds the whole thing down.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Jordan. Bass player.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so used to it now, I didn't even recognize it, but Neil addresses everybody by their Instagram handle.
You know why? You know why? I'm terrible with names, dude. I'm Mr. I know your face. What?
Right.
But, so don't be offended next time I see you guys. Dude, you share the same name as my brother, and I might forget your name when we see you again. I won't, though.
Shaniel yeah.
O'Keel. No, last name.
Yeah, of course.
And Kevin, I think I definitely remember.
I got you.
I think I got you guys. It's been too fun already for me to forget this.
Chris, do you hike a lot out here in Jefferson Memorial Forest?
Not enough.
Yeah,
not enough. Dude,
I just wondered how many of your beats end up on a voice memo while you're hiking.
A good portion of them.
Yeah.
I had a very interesting thing happen in Jefferson Memorial Forest.
All right.
Oh, this is good. Good story.
Let's go.
Okay, so.
Did you walk through a homeless camp?
I think I was on Siltstone. Is that
Siltstone?
Siltstone.
Yeah.
And it was raining. It was the beginning of October. I was out there. It wasn't the greatest week. Restaurant was having a rough time. Just, it felt dark and gloomy. I think they had, you know, like, was shutting shit down again or something. And I decided I was going to work on a little poetry video, and I had an idea for a song that I was going to sing it.
Little pitio,
yeah.
There you go.
Accidentally slowed it down. I was watching the video in slow motion on my phone, and my voice sounded like very dark, like the devil. So I took my face out of my phone. I was like, felt real negative. I looked over here on the trail. There's a guy standing there with a knife.
Oh.
Just like a guy, maybe about Kevin's size, standing there with a knife, aimed down, and he looks at me and goes, "How you doing?" I said, "Good." I pretended like I didn't see the knife. I said, "How you doing?" He said, "Good. Be careful out here." Crazy as shit. Why the fuck? It's the pandemic. Why are you standing there holding the knife? I don't know if he was getting ready to jab me. Sometimes I like to think as a good person, he's probably just maybe afraid of me, but he came up so close to me that if I was in there any longer, if I was in my phone any longer, he may have.
You might have got jacked.
I started whistling to a dog that wasn't there to make it seem like I wasn't alone. It was crazy, dude.
Oh,
it was
dude.
Jefferson Memorial. This is the first time I've come back since then.
Yeah, is that
today
right?
When you almost ran me over.
Well, I walk out here all the time. I've never run anybody with a knife, so I think it was an isolated incident.
Maybe
I do too.
Maybe because you're the guy with the knife.
But I did take the silt stone very deep towards Scott's Gap Road one day and walked through a tent camp.
No kidding.
Yep. Right in the middle of the forest.
Wait, here's my real question. Why would you walk through it? Why wouldn't you see it and go, hey, I'm
good? Because the trail went through it.
No, you turn around. You go, I'm good, man. I'm at the end of my trail. This is not at the end of this trail.
They just said, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I said, hey, went on.
Really?
Yep. Then walked back through it on the way back.
Did you find the end of Siltstone?
Yeah, it goes out at the Scott's Gap Road. It's 13 miles from the Welcome Center to Scott's Gap and back.
Yeah. Pretty solid.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And it's a big hills. Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Mountains.
Whoa. Mountains. Ain't no mountains, man. Come on with that. Mountains. I want to hear mountains.
Oh.
They probably felt like mountains when you were walking them.
So before we get into some of the new stuff you guys have going on, tell us about Quaranta.
Wait,
Quarantana. Well,
this is a funny one, man, because I hadn't even heard this until maybe 6 months after it was done. I recorded the acoustic guitar, sent it to him on a voice memo, I think. He put words on it, and I almost forgot about it.
Yeah, this was early in the pandemic. This was prior to me reopening the restaurant. So it was sometime between March and June of 2020, which seems new, maybe. If you're like an elephant.
Well, time's a little different during those years.
Like everything's new since then. Mm-hmm. So it's just the big gap in time.
Well, let's check it out.
Wait.
Is this a different... How do you say it?
Quaranta. Yeah, Quaranta. I don't really... Quaranta. I think his baby has a little sound in the background.
Could be, man. Could be.
Oh, yeah.
Can't keep him quiet, so...
Love it. Be quiet, daddy.
I heard it.
Shiver up till when you sink beside the stone. Upside down is where they store this fever in your lungs, in your bones. Alone, nobody reads the papers on the phone to see what's going on. Upside down, that's where you'll find the answers. Stay at home, people, no control.
Yeah, dude, I like that.
Yeah,
fun to hear.
So, did you record that, Chris?
He sent me the guitar that he recorded on his phone, I think. Yep. And then I recorded it
from there. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what you did with the vocals for that.
A little bit of reverb and tried to sing one a little bit off first. So there's two vocals.
Yeah.
And I tried to come in early on one of them and blend that in the background in the higher right.
Yeah.
That's kind of why it sounds like there's sort of a reverb and an echo, but it's the same or it's a different voice.
Yeah. it was a cool sound. Yeah.
I just now realized how loud it is in the mix compared to the guitar. Yeah. You know,
It just depends Kevin. Where you listen to it. Yeah. You know,
put on a different pair of headphones, it might be different.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, what are you guys into now?
I guess we're writing again. You know, we got maybe 5 new ones in the last couple months. You know, and just trying to stay busy and getting back to it.
Is the plan to get out playing a lot?
Yeah, we got to do it, man. It's past due. So,
You got anything coming up?
Well, we need a bass player, need a drummer. So,
everybody.
We're going to be playing something called Porch Fest.
Oh, okay. Deer Park neighborhood.
Yeah, we'll be playing.
Where are you at?
As a duo?
We'll be on Bonnie Castle, I believe.
Yeah. What block?
The 1700 block.
I used to deliver mail there.
Really?
Hey.
Back before Johnny Hill or after?
After. That's one of my good friends, dude.
Oh, that's awesome.
Johnny is I still talk to him.
Really?
Yep.
I was at Ceviche forever.
No kidding.
Ever, forever.
Dude, I've probably seen you a million times then. Yeah. I was the Friday guy when he was off.
Cool.
For probably 6 years over there. I love the neighborhood, love the area. I actually played Porch Fest last year on Deer Park.
Awesome.
Yeah, but the biggest bummer this year is it's during the Bourbon and Beyond Fest. That's the reason Jessica and
competition.
Yeah, Nathan and Jessica Richards, who are dear friends of mine, live on that area. Uh-huh. And they're not doing it this year because of that reason. They're going to be
at the show,
and which I planned on being, but I don't know if I will be now. I don't know. I might have to just come hang out.
Yeah, we played last year, and 7 people came. That was great. Well, they kept showing up 7 different people at 7 different times. We just kept restarting over again.
All right, here's this
song.
But
what's better than playing music on a porch somewhere? You know,
it was fun, man.
Even if nobody's there.
I know exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. I play anywhere.
So you guys sent me like some songs that must be really new because these are phone recordings, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So you guys, what are the plans with these two?
I guess learn them again, you know? We played them right once.
Yeah.
You know?
We got lucky that one time.
Well, let's start off with is that da 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 d da d
exactly.
Da da da
da
da da da da da.
That's what da da da. You gotta say it like that.
Da 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 da. Tell us about that one.
Yeah. That was one of the last ones we wrote in Ostra before it shut down.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So tell, if you don't mind, let's visit that a second. So Ostra ended up shutting down. How was that?
It was great.
Really?
See you later, mashed potato.
I mean, as far as like stress level relief, was that nice? I mean, it sucked totally, but what ended up?
Have you always been in the restaurant business too?
For long enough to where I saved up all my money and opened up a restaurant that no longer exists.
So you're saying it was not good?
No, man, I could have kept going. It just wasn't fun anymore. Why the fuck would I keep doing that? You know, sometimes you jump off the rope over the water. Sometimes you hold on until you smack into the tree again and you look like an idiot. I did. I jumped in the water. I started yoga teacher training. I don't look back. I cleaned that building so good that my landlord gave me my deposit back. He's like, I can't believe
it. In a restaurant?
Yeah. I cleaned it up. Took it 100% apart, washed everything down, you know, donated a lot of the products, paid all my bills. It was starting to go downhill because my kitchen man left, and now food wasn't as good either. So it just was like time to get out.
It is a brutal, brutal business. My wife's worked in it her entire life. I mean, she also does real estate, but she still is in the restaurant industry, and it's brutal, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is a doggy dog industry, and even amazing restaurants that have no business going out of business sometimes shut down for circumstances that are unforeseen, and you had a pandemic to deal with.
Yeah.
And those hours that you're running, dude, you probably are relieved to not have to mess with that anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine you seeing him on a road hiking today if he was still running a restaurant.
No, not at 5:00.
No, there's not enough hours in the day. So honestly, man, I would almost say congratulations that you don't have to deal with that stress level anymore and you can do something that maybe more fulfilling.
I think, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So now, are you training to be a yoga teacher or are you training others to be yoga teachers?
I've trained to become a yoga instructor already. Okay. So I got 200-hour teacher training, and I teach a few different places in town.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's great. I still will have to get another job unless I get a lot more places to teach at, but I don't know. I'll do something awesome. I keep wanting to win a lottery.
Dude.
Yeah, there's some big ones out there.
People are into that idea.
Yeah, man. I'll give them my $2 a week.
You're not buying enough tickets.
Every time I buy one and I don't win, I'm like, are you kidding me?
You don't buy enough, dude.
That is like 2-1 odds.
Hey, just buy 100 times more tickets than you are now, and you'll increase your odds by...
That's just mathematics, buddy.
About what?
By 1/1000%.
Yeah, getting broke quicker.
Yeah, so this song was recorded in that wonderful restaurant that no longer exists, but the song still echoes inside of it.
All right.
And it's kind of nice because his guitar, you see, it's a little Western. Kevin's really got some nice finger work here, but then we'd like jump into this part that could have been Cat Stevens.
All right, let's check it out.
No. I can run through it if you want a little memory.
I remember how it goes, yeah. I think, yeah.
Cool.
Buttering upon the path, I could feel your wings collapse, gently like a moss on top of stone. Resting on a blade of glass, I'm watching the ash walk past, picking up the stones under my nose. I can't tell if they are going home. They're carrying the bread like a stone. Didn't watch to see the world can't see. Standing in the flowers, watching me. Dancing up into the storm, I could watch the lightning form gently across the blackness of the sea. Overhead and under skies, I could almost look to hide through the bridges underneath the steam. I can't tell if they are driving home. They're empty pockets in my palm. Couldn't tell, the world won't stop and care. Standing in the corner, losing hair. Ba-da-da-da, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Ba-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. On the mess, I could see your stripes of best, yellow against black. Buzzing in the flower pod, all my dreams and all my gods, hanging in the wind while you possess. I can't tell if you are flying home. You found you a flower in my song. Didn't know the world, just don't care. Dancing in the shadows in my hair. In my hair. Da 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 da. Da 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 da
That is interesting as hell.
Yeah.
I love the way you think. Like, I like the way your brain works, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
Tell me about the guitar part on that. Because it goes from like major to minor. I think it went to like D major, D minor right there.
Yeah, it's a funny one. That's exactly right on. Yeah, that little transition there.
Yeah, that's super interesting, man. Then you lead back. What is it, an E or something? So like...
The main part's all an E. Yeah, okay. Just kind of big strumming on E. And then
and you go from... minor to major back there at the beginning too.
Yeah.
Dude, that's super interesting. I've never seen it. I just kind of stumbled on it, like, man. That.
Yeah, it was fun, you know?
That was wild. It kind of felt ridey, like I just went for a real weird ride. And and to add that, just that kind of floaty part with the vocal line over top of that minor change, it just gave it a vibe, if that makes any sense.
No, for sure. It's funny. We're probably having more fun just doing the acoustic thing right now than or at least as much fun as we ever had with the full band, you know, just doing this, you know, one-on-one has been a lot of fun, so.
That phone recording, I'm sitting here thinking, man, that might be good, might cool be to have it, like an old telephone sound, you know, on the actual recording you do, because that was pretty cool.
Well, especially on that the floaty, da-da-da, that part to kind of, like, almost disconnect it vocally from the guitar part and kind of give it that it's reaching for each other type of vibe.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because that's what it feels like. It feels like you're just, I don't know, man. Yeah, I like songs that kind of are pulling at something. That feels like it's constantly vocally and musically are doing some things that are doing the like weaving in and out.
We've been playing a long time, you know, 15 years almost with this guy. So
which you can almost hear it in some of that stuff. You know, it's super raw, which I dig, because anytime you have the true rawness of a phone recording, you know that you're getting the first or second or third or fourth version. It's super new and raw, and sometimes they evolve, sometimes they end up being what that is. But just, dude, you can't capture a vibe, a feel, without that time, without that, like,
For sure, man. Yeah,
yeah, that's
cool. Was that you at the beginning, Kevin, said, yeah, I think I know it.
I think so.
I think.
Because, you know, it'd be a thing where I'd stop in, you know, and he'd have dinner service at 5 p.m., so we'd have about 20 minutes to kill before, you know, somebody started looking around being like, oh, Chris ain't working, I guess, you know. so we'd have to kind of, you know, hang out in the back room and, you know, we'd have about 20 minutes. That's all we get. So.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's write a song today. It's my birthday.
So if our listeners want to follow you guys a little more closely, what's out there now that they can go see?
Well, on Spotify, they wouldn't let us have Valley.
Or too many Valleys.
Yeah, too many Valley. Not Valley of the Men. Valley meets Sally. Harry and Sally. Harry and Sally take a Valley. They wouldn't let us have any.
Nothing,
so.
Huh?
And then we couldn't agree on anything, so I knew that he would really not like Kevin and Chenille. So you can go online and find us on Spotify under Kevin and Chenille.
I haven't told a lot of people about it.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look up Kevin and Chenille.
I bet there's only one.
Yeah, there's nobody else. Doesn't that sound like Captain Chenille?
Captain
Chenille. Yeah, that's why I liked it. Yeah. I was like, come on, dude.
It's growing on me a little bit.
There is a Captain and Tennille cover band called Captain and Chenille.
Really?
No, damn. I completely do. But it'd be cool.
Toed the line,
man.
There.
I was like,
Captain and Chenille.
But Kevin, you'd look great.
Pretty phenomenal. You could.
I'm down for anything. I just want to get famous.
Yeah, you'd look great in all white captain suit, Kevin.
You could reimagine that's all what I'm here of Captain and Tennille stuff in Chenille O'Kill fashion.
We got a lot of nautical themes already, so this fits right in.
Yeah.
I just remember at the Hilfig show, I think I told you, Chris, man, we'd love to have you on the podcast, but I wanted you to wear that suit you had on that night.
That's right. You did. And you told me in a text, so I didn't know if you were actually at the show. I didn't know if you'd just seen the pictures of it.
We were there.
Yeah, I wore a shirt that says Chenille O'Kill is real. Real small.
Wow. Yeah, that suit was taken off and directly sent to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Dude, he couldn't wear it again.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Any websites or other things to look for?
Not really.
Instagram pages is where it's at.
Well, Chenille O'Keele is on Spotify as well if you want to check out some of that electronic jazz.
Hey,
okay.
Yeah, that's good.
There you go.
C-H-E, Neil O'Keele.
Yeah. Are you guys going to play the song we just listened to for One Shot?
That's cool with you guys.
Which one?
Yeah. Yeah. Which
one? Yeah. Y'all, gonna, yeah. y'all get to play some
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. You can play whatever you want.
That's what we're going to do now. We're going to go do some One Shots.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this stuff, man.
We're going to go out with another one you guys recorded on the phone, though. I guess it's titled 121. It says...
There's a lot of meanings behind this.
Kevin, he puts your name on all his phone recordings.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, you know, shares the credit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think they're usually my phone. I had like the iPhone 12, he had an iPhone 4 or something. So yeah. I kind of got a nod.
I'm a silverback.
So is there a lot of meaning in 121?
Yeah, yeah.
It goes
back
to that yoga thing again, you know?
There's exactly 121 Earths between here and the sun.
Yep.
At 121, I got my gun. You know, I don't know. Cool words, maybe. Kids liked it. The kids liked it. They bang their heads. And that's what I want every now and then. I got new sneakers. Let's write a song that bangs the kid sets.
Bam.
Kevin said, okay.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Man, we appreciate you guys coming here and hanging out with us.
Thanks so much.
Been a blast.
Yep.
Definitely been a blast.
Our pleasure.
And here's a new one coming out, 121.
Kevin and Chenille.
Yeah.
I was sitting in.